Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But joining us now to talk about this great start, unexpected in a lot of ways, Athletic Director at University of Maryland, Ask the AD, is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio, three favorites for $15.99, plus $2 off personal pitchers. He's Jim Smith. Jim, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Doing all right. Me and Vinny are kind of pumped.
Hey, let me ask you a question first. Did you vote for us?
I don't have a vote.
What do you mean you don't have a vote?
I'm not an Associated Press writer or a coach, not that I know of.
Where would you have voted for us?
I would have given you a top 23 vote. How's that sound?
I like it. I like it. That's good. I think that's fair, too. We are definitely on the climb, so I think that's very fair.
How would, like, going to Wisconsin, and we talked about it last week, Jim, like, all right, you beat the teams, air quotes, you're supposed to beat, and did it handily. Then you hit the road to Madison. You win that one handily. I mean, the game wasn't as close as the final score would indicate. How would you classify a signature win?
Oh, that's a great question. I think you saw how good we played on the road with a really young team. So I think what you saw early on in that game was the definition of a signature win. All three phases of the team played well on the road. And that's hard to do in a hostile environment like Camp Randall. So you saw it play out. I hope you watched the game. I hope all the listeners watched the game as well.
Hey, Jim, let me say this. I texted Bob after the first quarter, and I texted him, and I think this is the best coached Maryland team I've seen, you know, since Lox has been there. Offense, defense, special teams. Fundamentally, I think they're excellent. And the way they compete and they play hard and everything, I just was impressed by – I just think the coaching has been fabulous thus far.
I completely agree with you. Lox has done a really good job recruiting really good coaches to come in and coach our young team. You know, Pep, Ted, Andre, on all three phases – have elevated, that's coach's line, but we has really elevated the play, the accountability, the consistency, and the toughness of this team. And, you know, if you guys haven't been to a game, I know I think I say this every week, but you guys got to come out to a game and stand on the sidelines and feel the intensity and the impact, how hard these guys are playing, how hard they're hitting. This is a physical team as well. I don't know if you can see that on TV, but you can hear it when you're standing on the sideline.
Yeah, well, fundamentally, you can see that on TV. But, Jim, the thing about it, like, what impressed me most was in that third quarter, like, when Wisconsin kind of got a little momentum and stuff, then the Terps got it back. And normally, like, in the past, that'd be a game where the Terps kind of gave it away.
We don't live in the past. We live in the future. And the future is really looking good for football. I know that people have scar tissue here on what may have happened in the past. I wasn't. That's the beauty of being new in the job. And I see these guys work out on a regular basis. They have no idea what happened in the past. So, you know, I just want everybody to join us on this ride because it's pretty good right now. And look, we've got a really young team. So, you know, we know what can happen with a really young team both ways. But right now we're on the right side of young, energetic, positive, and we're winning.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here at 105.7 The Fan, Vinny and Haney, as he does every Thursday, brought to you by the Green Turtle. You mentioned young, and I'm going to follow it up with a recruiting question, at least keeping it close, the nest to cover that for Lox, which he's done. But Malik Washington, we know what he's doing. Brilliant stuff. But Sidney Stewart, The Baltimore kid.
Love him.
Sack every game. I mean, we know that the recruiting for next year is looking very, very promising. How important, Jim, even though you're not from the area, but you're certainly familiar with the talent pool from DMV and Baltimore, because Baltimore is separate from the DMV, but that's another topic altogether. But to keep that in-house, if you will, and really be able to maintain some level of consistency there.
It is absolutely critical for our success to keep our homegrown talent here. I say it all the time that the other schools are coming here to get our best talent, and we need to do everything we possibly can. And that goes back to the resource statement that I made about early on in my press conferences about providing our football team the resources to make sure we can keep all this great talent right here, where people don't have to travel across the country, their families don't have to travel across the country to watch them play. So it is an absolute commitment. I know that with this bye week, all our coaches are out recruiting this week, and there will be plenty of them right here in the Baltimore, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia area, all recruiting hard.
Now, Jim, we talked last Thursday about, go beat Wisconsin, and then you'll see a lot bigger crowd and everything. What do you got cooked up for the Washington game coming up next Saturday at 3:30?
So we have it's a great question. We have 8,000 seats left right now with, 10, 12 days to go before the game. And my math isn't very good on that. I think it's 10 days.
Join the crowd. Me and Haney suck at math.
Yeah, what's that? What are numbers?
but we're trending in the right direction. We've got a lot of influencer campaigns out there. Your station is a big piece of our platform to get everyone to come out and see how exciting this team is. Hey, Washington's exciting as well. It's going to be a really good game and really hard-fought game. And it would just be great for all our fans to come out and support the team and see them in action. The fans make a difference. I saw it in Camp Randall. It could go both ways. We took them out of the game early, but they, as soon as they felt like they had a little momentum, they climbed right back in it. And that's what happens when you have a full stadium, and that's what we want to get done for the Washington game.
Jim Smith, it is Total Request Thursday. What are we jamming to at your request here as we let you get back to work?
Well, I appreciate it. Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
There we go. Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Jim, we appreciate it. Enjoy the air quotes week off, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
There's Jim Smith, everyone. By the way, Walt Williams, our buddy, umterps.com/wizard, and get yourself a deal on Maryland tickets for the Washington game coming up next Saturday at 3:30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.